It's time for On the Boardwalk's Artist Showcase, getting the answers straight from the beach music superstars.
And this week's Artist Showcase, guys, they are usually on the phone, but you guys invaded the studio today.
Yes, we did. We kicked the door in.
That's right. It's Miss Sharon Woodruff. We got both of them here, but we're going to do you first here.
We've got Al locked up.
You haven't let him out?
We haven't let him out yet.
Okay, well, no wonder I hadn't seen him yet then. I mean, what's the passcode to let...
I can't give you that.
You can't give me.
If I tell you that, I have to kill you, Justin.
Well, you guys have been busy here lately.
Yeah.
You know, you've worked on this song for a while, and the one we're going to talk about in a minute. But we haven't had you on to talk about If I Could Build My World Around You. That was just an amazing take on that song. Very good.
Thank you. We actually did both of those songs, all three of them, of our singles that we have. We did them at the same time. But this one that we just released, we kind of held on to it, waiting for the right moment. You know, our first single was Keeping It to Myself, and we were honored to have that on the compilation CD with Britt Hardy, Party for a Lifetime, which got Compilation of the Year.
It did. And, yes, it did. And
congratulations to you as well for your nomination.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, and those things, man, and it just everything is, it's just an honor to be nominated. It really,
absolutely.
Really is.
I agree.
And then, I told Britt, I was like, you're bringing that home. I told her the night
did
before.
Did he believe you?
He was like, we'll see. And I was like, when it happened, I sent him a text and said, I told you so.
What a great CD, though.
So much
great music on that CD, and it was an honor for us to be a part of that CD. And then, you know, we did If I Could Build My Whole World Around You. I'm a huge Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell fan. Always loved that song.
Mm-hmm.
We had so much fun in the studio doing that song and was just really excited about it. And then... I'm an old soul, Justin. I like old music and, you know, the older East stations and older beach music and Motown, and, always loved the song Hello Stranger. And so I was like, we need to do this. And I was like, absolutely. And
but before we get into that, though, I do want to ask you, you know, Main Event Band's been around a little while.
Yes.
How did you get into the Main Event?
Well, I grew up, this is new for me, because I grew up in my father was a minister. Yeah. I grew up singing gospel music with my family, and I was actually a praise and worship leader for 20 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is new to me. So, you know, Al and I started dating, and, you know, he would have me to come up and do a song, you know, one song a set, and then he talked, and he's like, you know, I really would like for you to be a part of the band. How do you feel about it? And I was like, I don't know. Let me think about it, you know, because it was, like I said, uncharted territory to me.
Is this a couple of years ago?
This was about two or three years ago. And then it just started implementing more songs with me, doing the vocals and singing backup, which that's what I love to do. I love singing harmony. That's my forte. When we're riding down the road, you know, a song will come on, I'll start singing harmony. I was like, do you have to sing harmony with everything? But that's what I love to do, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the Main Event has been around for many years, and it is an honor to be a part of this great band since, I believe, 1990. Look, you just walked in the door.
They let him out the cage.
They let him out.
Who let you out?
Howdy, howdy. Who literally let the dogs out?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on up here, babe.
We're going to talk to Al after the break. I do want to go back to Hello Stranger,
yes,
though.
Okay.
I do want, after the song. I love how you did it in the version of like Queen Latifah.
Right.
I would play that song a lot for Shaggers, and I believe now, like I said, this in my opinion is better than the Queen Latifah version.
Oh, wow!
There's a group of us DJs that we've talked about that and said that, and it's just like, wow, man, this is. Well, I'll replace this now with what I play at Shag Clubs, and the Shaggers are going to eat this song up.
Well, thank you so much, Justin. I absolutely love the song. Always have liked the song, and I certainly appreciate. I mean, we're getting a lot of good reviews from it. It's pretty much blowing up. You know,
it is.
Lot of people wanting the song. You know, interviews and different things, and you know, the Main Event had some success back in the early 2000s, I believe it was. And, you know, what we're hoping for this song is to at least get a Cammy nomination for 2021 for Smoothie. And hopefully with your support.
And me and Al were talking, too. You know, this song, he was like, man, this is blowing up. It's been like 2 days, and it's just like everywhere. So, I mean, I remember back when you guys let me hear a little preview, and I told you guys, I was like, this song, This has got something right here.
Yeah, and you heard it in the parking lot of McFadden.
I did. Me and Townsend Link did, and yep. We both looked at each other like, wow. You know, so I really think that you definitely have a hit song right here.
Thank you.
How long did it take you guys to record everything, going through the recording process? I mean, was it just a day, one take? How was it?
Wow.
You step up to the mic and tell us, Al, real quick.
Well, let's see. Well, it seems, you know, this year has really messed my mind up in a lot of ways because time seems to be kind of screwy or stopped.
It's like 1260.
You know, I'm reflecting now on my old brain to say that I remember the beginning when it was keeping it to myself, which went to Steve Hardy's compilation and Britt's baby. If that's what we call it, we'd tell Britt, you know, Britt being the drummer of the band.
Yeah.
And, of course, a radio personality here on Friday nights.
Exactly.
With his own show. But we remind him that was his baby. So I remember that song and how well that went and was received and how well the CD has done, winning compilation of the year.
Exactly, yep.
And then we followed it with the Marvin and Tammy song, her and I did. And then it was probably just couple of months later, early 2020 in February, when we put this together in just it was just a couple of days.
You know,
some of the tracks.
You did it pre-COVID.
Yeah, it was actually before March. But you know, we sought something that a lot of groups and bands don't always achieve. And I think we just got very lucky and blessed at the same time with the authenticity of the track being, if you listen really close, you'll hear how it mimics a lot of that stuff from the 60s with the organ patch, the Hammond B3 sound, the piano that was used, the way how lush the strings are and how they come in and out to not only follow somewhat that arrangement that Queen Latifah laid down, but give it something
its own feel.
Yeah, its own feel and its own voice.
That's why I said, like, in the arrangement or in the style of Queen Latifah, but you guys still put your good spin on it. And one thing I've also been seeing when you post it out on Facebook and other people comment and saying they love the track along with the singing. So, I mean, the whole song is just a total package. It really, really is.
Well, thank you, Justin. That means a lot to us.
And we're going to go ahead and get it on, and then after that we'll come back and talk. I want to talk to you a little bit about the main event band.
Sure, absolutely. We'd love it.
Past and what's going to be coming whenever.
That could be trouble, Justin.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, here is Hello Stranger, the main event band, featuring Miss Sharon Woodruff.
From the Brian West Jewelers Studios to your radio.
This is WNCT AM Greenville, WELS FM Kinston, WAVQ AM Jacksonville, W291DO Jacksonville, WIKS HD2 W239BC Greenville, W290CB Winterville, W266AV Jacksonville, W238CF Jacksonville.
And anywhere, anytime at beachboogieandblues.com.
You're in the middle of the Artist Showcase sponsored by Tammy Harris Farm Bureau Insurance, and we have Al Woodruff still here with us. You kicked Sharon out. I tell you what, though, man, that song is just absolutely, I mean, it's amazing, dude. It's spot on. That's going to be number one in a lot of places. It really, really is, in my opinion.
Well, I'm humbled by that thought, and you bringing us on and spotlight lighting her and the song and the band in general means a lot to us because your listeners are critical to us as a band, especially in Eastern North Carolina, and the many years we've worked this area doing so many festivals and types of functions for a lot of different people. And, you know, I would only say, of course, I'm a little prejudiced in this case, but there's something really unique about the way she went about recording that song.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, we've mentioned the Queen Latifah version a couple times before we played it, but you can still feel your own spin on it, and that's what you want. With songs like that, you really, really do.
Yeah,
it. I mean, absolutely nailed it.
You listen to the inflection and the method in which the belting, the heart, the without getting real cheesy here, the compassion in her voice and the softness. So there's a lot of different vibes and tones and textures to the song.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned Eastern North Carolina. You guys are based out of right here, our hometown, where our studio is at in Greenville, North Carolina.
Yep.
Just because we hadn't really had you on the show to talk about this before, you've called in and we've put you on the air, but we've never really went in depth. What I guess, led you to start the Main Event Band and how that all came together back in the 90s?
Well,
it, or was it the 80s?
Well, it was tossed around in 88, 89.
Okay.
By the way,
I was 4 or 5 at that time.
That's Sharon Line. She reminds me of, I'm like, in 1978, she's like, well, I was 8 years old.
Okay.
In late 89, we were doing, the Band of Oz would be familiar with this because they had worked this show quite a bit. But believe it or not, the Raleigh Hilton was having New Year's functions. And we went through 4 consecutive years of doing that show there. And that's when the name sort of came into the picture from a guy named Tim Holland, for all you trivia people. who brought the name to me because he'd been involved with a band years ago called The Main Event that was based out of South Carolina.
Okay.
So the name actually goes back probably to the mid-70s. Jim Studemeyer, who's with the Entertainers, had some involvement with that band and a bunch of other people from down around the Charlotte area, South Carolina area. Anyway, Tim brought the name to the table and said that the band was no longer, so I went about doing the right thing and attaining the rights to it and all of that, and launched it in probably 91, and that's when it all began.
Were you always just like, I know you guys do party band stuff and you're getting back into the beach scene because you went out of it for a little while and just did weddings, correct? And then kind of you're coming back into it.
Well, you know, being based in North Carolina, inevitably, you know, we wanted to broaden our base into Virginia and Myrtle Beach and South Carolina. So that was my approach was, you know, let's face it, as a band that does roughly on any given year 80 to 100 dates in any of these 3 states, the only way you ever achieve that is to affiliate yourself with the cream of the cream, so to speak, in this genre of music specifically. And I'm not saying these bands, and forgive me if I leave some out, but Chairman of the Board, the Embers, Band of Oz, Shakers even back in the day, North Tower, all the bands that everybody follows and loves and has listened to their music for a very long time, even the Temps and the Tams and those sort of groups, we got to work at different times back in the 2003, 4, 5, 6 range with those bands and did, of course, the CB, what used to be called the Cammies, the CBMA Awards now today. We did the shows there and did the whole weekend thing there at the clubs.
It's fun.
at Harold's and, you know, I don't even think, well, Ducks may have existed then, but I'm not really sure, you know.
Well, you know, before we get into talking about the future, one question, another question I want to ask from the past is when you started this band, was that what you saw and what you wanted to make Main Event? Did you want to, like you mentioned Jim from Entertainers and all that, is that what you were kind of going for when you started the Main Event, or were you going for like a rock band? What was your, I guess, vision for the Main Event when you really put it together in 91?
Well, you know, music in general, if you think about beach music, it's a derivative of gospel, blues, soul, rock, funk, disco.
Maybe a little jazz thrown in sometimes.
Jazz. Yeah. It's got a lot of stuff in it. And, you know, being a young boy and seeing all of the, again, the bands that I just mentioned, growing up watching the floor shows all of that. I know you don't remember that because you would have been like 5.
I've actually I think we had Bo Schrantz on a few weeks ago, and I told him I hate that I missed the floor shows.
He was a master. Bo led the He was a trailblazer when it came to the floor shows. Yeah.
Well, you know, got a little bit of time left. I do want to talk about real quick what you guys have coming up. I know we have all these crazy times right now, but when things do get back to normal, I refuse to accept this as the new normal. We are going to get back to normal. When things get back to normal, are you guys thinking about cutting some more new music? I know you're going to get back out there and play. How can people go out and find out your dates? And then also, if you can give us anything about some new music you're working on.
Well, I'm going to let a little cat out of the bag.
Here we go.
And hopefully this pays some dividends in the publicity world to some degree. For a very long time, I've been a follower of Tower of Power.
Oh, yes.
And Tower of Power. I've gotten to know the band very well. Roger Smith is a very good friend of mine, and we talk probably, you know, every few months by text or by phone. And I had some conversations with him back in 18. He told me he had a stockpile of probably more than 1,000 songs that he's been involved with. A lot of people don't know, but Roger Smith, the keyboard player with Tower of Power, went out with Dave Matthews in the last 2 years, and a lot of other artists. And, of course, he came behind Chester Thompson as the organist, keyboard player in the band. So you talk about big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
But my point being that he shared with me that he's got a ton of original stuff that he is willing to actually make his way to the East Coast if you fork out the fork out the funds to get him here via the flight or send them to me and make sure that they sort of are what they should be, meaning they meet a certain criteria in the process of recording. So there's a lot of things that could happen with that original stuff in addition to just wanting to get back to it. You know, once you get in the wheelhouse or the flow of recording music, you sort of enjoy doing it, and you want to keep – you certainly want to stay in the game, let's say.
Yeah, and I mean, you got you mix it down and everything, right? Aren't you the one that's
Well, I produce most of the most all the stuff that we've done with the first one, you know, keeping it to myself, and then If I Could Build My Whole World Around You. And, you know, we're wanting an identity – we want to establish an identity – of our own original stuff as well.
That's
so,
great.
You know, the song was brought from Britt, the original, the one I just spoke of, Keeping It to Myself.
We're going
to
play that one here in
just a minute. And we were happy to do that because it was for Steve
and
his legacy. And my goodness, you talk about in Beach Music Radio or in the realm of selling CDs, with that selling out, more, I believe Britt told me more than 1,500 copies.
They had to get more printed or something.
Were pre-sold and... And sold in a nutshell in probably less than about 60 days.
Wow.
And you just do not see that. You could ask the likes of many other bands or artists that are still attempting to push CDs because we're all in the download era. That's kind of tough to do.
Exactly. So before I let you go, I want and you guys can hang out. You're actually here in the studio, man. Usually I'm getting off the phone, but you guys can hang out with us for a little bit longer. But as far as the interview part, I do want to say, give yourself some plugs here, man. If they want to find out where the dates are for the main event band, also, you are one of the owners of the McFadden Music.
That's
right. Give some information about that.
Well, yeah.
Before we let you go. And like I said, the main event band, especially plug that website and your social media and stuff so people, when things get back to normal, people can go see you guys.
Well, it's themaineventband.com. That's the main event band. You type that in, you're going to go to our homepage. And as soon as we're able to, we're going to update the page here in the next few weeks, and you will see dates as soon as it makes sense to post those dates, because right now there still are dates that we, and I want a lot of people to keep this in mind, that a lot of full-time bands are still losing, that are being either postponed or canceled. So do anything that you can as listeners to support the bands with downloads or buying their swag or buying whatever it is that you can do to support the bands. I'm sure that they'd appreciate it. And one thing that I will say is that I'm very happy for Beach Boogie and Blues, you, Fred, Sean, everybody, Alan, everybody involved here at the station, in being our outlet to continue hearing, feeling, and listening to this music on a daily basis since all of these live shows are pretty much been naught.
Man, it's been an honor. You know, we just tried our best to keep it going with me doing something like the Escape shows and Fred coming on in the mornings. We're just trying to, like you said, be that outlet for people with everything going on. Music, in my opinion, has always been a good healer. I mean, I love music. No matter what's going on in my life, I can fall back on music. So that's why, you know, I definitely appreciate you saying that. Al, you guys still hang out with us in here.
We'll do it.
We're going to play Keeping It to Myself. The one you mentioned earlier was off the Party for a Lifetime compilation that won Compilation of the Year at the Carolina Beach Music Awards.
Congratulations.
Handpicked. Exactly. Congratulations. Handpicked by the drummer of the main event, Brent Hardy. Al, thank you, brother.
Thank you.